Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We're holding the last three words of Kuf Tes Zayin. I'm a base. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously by the Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal. Also by Maisha and Devorah Smith for Shlomer for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Devorah Mindel, and also by Judy and Mark Franklin family Lila Nishmas, their dear son and brother Moshe Yehuda Ben Meir Eliyahu Alav Shalom Neshama Shavn Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is going to discuss the word Haleluka that we say in Tehillim so many times, and we say in Pesukah Dezimra, as well as a lot of similar words that end with the Yud and the Hey that sound like Hashem Hashem, and we're going to examine. Are they really, whenever you have a word that ends with the Yud and the Hey, is the Yud and the Hey a separate word from the beginning, or is it one long word? And that's going to lead to a discussion into Hallel and when it was authored. When Hallel was authored, the Gemara is then going to discuss who David HaMelech had in mind when he was composing Sefer Tehillim. Was he talking about his own life and we just relate to that? Or was he talking about the plight of Klal Yisrael in general? And then the Gemara is going to elaborate on the idea that joy is a prerequisite to experiencing Hashras Hashchina, and perhaps even to experiencing Talmud Torah, that a person has to experience a sense of joy before one is able to learn properly. The Gemara then talks about the brachos of Geula and Kedushas Hayom, both in davening and in Kiddush, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So a jam-packed off once again. So let's begin again. The Lefichach Anachnu Chayavin. The Mishnah had said that we have to say the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, that it's supposed to bring us to a sense of hoda'ah, v'nomar lefanav halleluka. So that's how we're supposed to say. So the Gemara discusses that word, halleluka, that it says in the Mishnah, is it one word or is it split into two words, hallelu and ka? And you have a lot of similar words that end with a yud and a hey, and you have a similar question. Now the Rashbam points out that ending to a word, the yud and a hey, could be part of a word and doesn't really change the meaning of the word, meaning it means praise, and it's just like a point of emphasis on a word that means praise. And you find several times throughout Tanakh where a yud and a hey are added on at the end of a word, but it doesn't mean anything different. It doesn't change the meaning of the word. The pasuk in Yecheskel, Parachav Dalid, v'gam dura tzamim tachteha, which means that it's tachas the other evarim, or the pasuk says. So it says tachas. It really should have been tachas, but it adds the yud and the hey at the end of the word. Or by the Marav Binyan Beis Hamikdash, it says vahagizra vahabinya vikirosea orech mea ama. It should have said hagazir vahabinyan, but it says hagizra vahabinya. What's vahabinya? It's the binyan, but we add the yud and the hey. So sometimes it really just is an add on to the word itself. It's not a separate word that means shema Hashem or anything like that. Nafkamina, whether it's one word or two words, is whether there's Kedushas Hashem on the Yud and the Hey. Can you erase the Yud and the Hey? If it's a separate word, it's a Shem Hashem. It's one of the Shem Hashem. You're not allowed to erase it. And if it's one word, then you're allowed to just say it straight. You don't have it, and you're allowed to erase the whole thing because it doesn't mean a Shem Hashem. Right? Also, Nafkamina, how I'm supposed to pronounce it throughout the Shir today. Right? Should I be saying Halleluka or should I just be reading it straight? So if you assume it's Shem Hashem, you say Halleluka. You're not supposed to just say the Shem Hashem. But if you assume that it's just part of the word, so then you could just say it with its proper pronunciation. It sounds from the sugya that the halacha really is that it's not a Shem Hashem, but yet our practice is that we say Halleluka. We don't. We typically do not say it out. Nafkamina also would be how to write it. Do you write it as two separate words, or do you write it straight as a single word? So Amar Rav Chisam Rabbi Yochanan, Halleluka and Case Ka, I'll say them all as ka, just to be safe. I don't know, even though it's each one is a discussion. Haluka, Keska, this is a harder one. V'yididka, Achasein, all of them. That could be happy courses. I mean, because that's Rabbi Yedidya is a reference to Shlomo HaMelech. So the pasuk says V'yishlof b'yad nasan anavi v'yikra shemo Yedidya bavur Hashem. So because he's but it could mean Yedid of ka, and that's why he was called that. But each one is one word, and they're not divided into two words. So maybe we'll do it that way. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Rav Amar and Rav says that Keisko Merchavka Achasein, that the or Keisio Merchavia, that if it's Achas, then it's Keisio and Merchavia. Minametzer Karasi Ka Anani. So he says it's not Bemerchav Ka. It's b'merchavia, so meaning that it's not a shem kodesh. Rabba Amar merchavia bilvad. Only merchavia is one word, but case ka and yedid ka are two separate words, and therefore they are shemos kodesh. So ibayilu frak the gemara merchav ka le Rav Chista mai. According to Rav Chista, how does he understand merchav with the yud hey added? Is it merchav stop? Ka, or is it merchavia, meaning is it one word or is it two words? Teku, we're not sure what Rav Chista would say, because only Rav had commented and Rabba had commented whether the merchav ka is merchav ka or merchavia, but Rav Chista never said anything about it. He only spoke about haluka and keska and yedidka. He never spoke about merchav ka. So Ibailu says the Gemara yedidya le Rav ma. What about Yedidya? According to Rav, how do we say that? Is that two separate words? Meaning, do we assume that Rav is coming to be cholik on Rav Chista to say that only Kesia and Merchavia are one word? Or is he coming to add to what Rav Chista says to say that that Merchavia is also just one word? So says Maratashma, I'll bring you a raya. Da'amir Rav, Yedid ka nechlak l'shnayim. That's two words. It's Yedid and ka. Lefichach yedid chol ka kodesh, and therefore the yedid part is chol, but the ka part has kedusha shem Hashem. So you see that Rav is coming to disagree with Rav Chista, who said that yedidya is one word, that it's not yedid and ka, that it's not shem Hashem, that it's in fact kodesh, and therefore it's usher to be mochekit, because you're not allowed to be mochek the shem Hashem. Ka is one of the shemos hakadoshim that you're not allowed to be mochek. But according to Rav Chista, that yedidya is one word, it doesn't have any kedusha shem. You're allowed to be mochek it because it doesn't mean shem Hashem. It's just that sometimes, like we said before from the Rashbam, the Torah will add or the Navi will add a yud and a hey at the end of a word. Just that's what we that's what the Tanakh does sometimes. It adds a little oomph to the word by adding a yud and a hey at the end of the word, but it's not an indication of a shem Hashem. So you buy a loo. So the shayla it was haluluka l'rav mai. What about haluluka according to Rav? Rav didn't mention what the status of haluluka is. Do we assume it's one word, or is that also, is it halulu and ka, or is it just hallelujah, which would be one word? So Tashma da'am Rav chazin atili d'be chabiva. He says, I saw the tehillim of my uncle. Who was his uncle? His uncle was Rabbi Chia. How do I know his uncle was Rabbi Chia? Because we learned the first parak of Masachas Pesachim back on Dav Dalid, when the Gemara spoke about Lashon Nakia and Lashon Ma'alia, and always speaking in a positive kind of way. So that's why when he met his uncle after a long time. So his uncle said, Abba Kayim, Ima Kayemes. Ima Kayim, Abba Kayim. He was asking about his mother and his father, because his uncle was a brother of both his mother and his father, meaning a half-brother of his mother and a half-brother of his father. So his mother and his father weren't actually brother and sister. But that's why Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle. So he said, I saw my uncle's tehillim. Dechsiv buhu, the word haluluka was written in the tehillim. Hallelu b'chad gisa, v'ka b'chad gisa. On one side of the page was hallelu, on the other side of the page was the yud and the hay. So that tells me very clearly that he holds that it's two separate words, and the yud and the hay are a shem Hashem. And the Sefer Meshivas Nefesh, he says the raya is only from the fact that it's in two separate lines. If it was just the fact that there was a little bit of a revach b'neihem, there was a little bit of space in between them, that would not have been a raya berura. Because even if you have one word that has a little bit of a revach be'emtza, that would not passel the sefer. That's a sugi and chulin daf samachay. So maybe he kept the sefer tehillim even with the revach b'neihem, and that would not necessarily, even if it's one word, that would not necessarily passel the sefer. But to have them on two totally different sides of the page, oh, that must be an indication that they're two separate words. Well, pligat Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and this is that idea that Rav says that halulu ka are two separate words is against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my haluluka. What is haluluka? I mean haluluhu bihilulim harbe, that it's really hallelujah and it's bihilulim. lemarbe. It means many, many praises. That's all it means. But it's not hallelujah. It doesn't mean to praise Hashem. So you see that it's only one word. Because if it was two words, then it would mean hallelujah Hashem. It wouldn't mean hilul lemarbe. The Marsha raises the question. Wait a second. If it's one word, why do you have to say that it means hilul lemarbe? Just say like we said in the Rashbam before that if it's one word, it's just a point of emphasis that we add a yud and a hey at the end of words sometimes as a point of emphasis. So therefore, the Marsha says that the ending of yud and hey actually changes the perush of the word. That when you have a word that's a noun, that's a shame davar, like yididya is a shame of a person, kesya is the shame of a kisei. So the siyum of yud and hey is a shame Hashem, and nevertheless it doesn't have kedusha and it's mutal lemocho because it's a chelek of that shame davar. So even though it's a reference to Shem Hashem, you have that in names of people as well. Chizkiya, Yirmiya, right? There are sometimes and people write their names, like my name, Aryeh. So a lot of times people write the name, since there's a yud and a hey at the end, they'll make a dash in between. Now, Aryeh, it doesn't really make sense to do that because it's clearly not Arka, right? It's not a reference to Shem Hashem. It's just the name of a lion. It's just the word that we use for lion. But if someone's name is Yirmiya or Chizkiya or something like that, so that actually means it incorporates the Shem Hashem in their name. So it's not Kedusha, but it's a reference. So it sort of straddles the line. It's a reference to Hashem, but it's not actually a name of Kedusha. But Haluka, which is not a Shem Davar, you can't say that. So it has to be that it means Halu Bi Lulim Harbe. It doesn't mean Halulu Es Hashem. It means Halulu Bi Hilulim Harbe. Because it's not a shame davar. Only when you have something that's a shame davar does the yud and the hey at the end make a difference. I remember once when one of my friends got married, when Rabbi Shimon Schenker was a Rebbe in MTA. He's a principal also, an administrator in MTA. When he got married, he asked me to be an aid kiddushin. So Rabbi Teitz was the Masadar kiddushin. So I was always taught growing up in elementary school that since my name has a yud and a hey, that I have to put a dash in between the yud and the hey. So Rabbi Teitz said, I want you to practice writing your name before I want to see. He wanted to make sure that I'll do it right. So I practiced. So I wrote my name the way I'm called to the Torah, and I put a yud and a dash hey. And he said to me, what? he said, no one thinks you're God. I mean, you could just write it normally. So I said, oh, okay, thank you. And then I wrote it again on the ksuba, and I put the dash again on the ksuba because I was just so used to it. And he looked at me like, what is wrong with you? But anyway, upliga di day adi day. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi disagrees with what he himself said, that we find that he understood the word haleluka differently. Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi basar ma'amar Rosh Hashavach nemar sefer tehillim, that there are seven sayings of Shevach that are employed in Sefer Tehillim, that David HaMelech employs in Sefer Tehillim. B'nitzuach, right? We find a lot of Nitzuach, like Lamnatzeach, B'nigun, B'neginos, right? B'maskil, B'mizmor, B'shir, B'ashre, B'tehila, B'tfila, Tfilu Lanikiatov, B'hoda'a, Hodol Hashem Kitov, B'haluluka, Gadol Mikulan, Haluka, Shekolel, Shem, B'Shevach Basachas. The greatest among them is Haluka because it has the Shem Hashem in it, and also Shevach all at the same time. So you see the Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that it's one word, like he says in the first, but the stira is in what the word means. That first he said it meant halu bi lulim harbe. Now over here he's saying, no, it's shame v'shevach b'teva achas. So you see that it's shame Hashem. I'm Rabbi Dom Rishmuel. Shir on Shabbat Torah, the shir that it says in the Torah, the Az Yashir Moshe that happens with Kriyas Yam Suf, Moshe ben Yisrael Amru B'Shah Shalom in Ayam. Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it when we experienced the Nes of Kriyas Yam Suf, and that shira didn't exist prior to Kriyas Yam Suf, meaning they composed it on the spot. The halal zeh, and the halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov Mi Amaro, who is masakin it? So he says Neviim Shebeinehen Tiknu Len Yisrael Shiomer Nosal Kol Perikol Perikol Kol Tzar V'Tzar Shlo Tov Alein Ulk Shel Negalin Omer Nosal Al Gulasun. Whenever Lo Aleinu we have a tzara and then we experience a geula from the tzara, the Neviim were masakin that we're supposed to say the halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov. The Marsha raises the question, what's the shaychus of this hakdama that Moshe Bnei Yisrael said Az Yashir? Well, we're talking about Az Yashir. We're talking about halal now. We want to know who said halal, and the whole Gemara that follows is going to be about halal. Why do we have to start with a hakdama that Moshe Bnei Yisrael composed as Yashir at that moment. Okay, that's fine, but it's got nothing to do with the conversation. So the Marsha says, because had we not said that Moshe Bnei Yisrael said as Yashir al Hayam, we would have said that they said Halel al Hayam, because that was the first nace that happened to Klal Yisrael as a people all at once. So since it's Mefurish in the Torah that at that time they said as Yashir, so it must be that they did not yet say Halel, and that's why we assume Halel was from the times of the Nevi'im. It came later on that Halel was introduced. So when was it introduced? So Tanya, Remei Romer, called Tishbach Samur Sefer Tilim, Kulon David Amaran, that David Amel said all the Tishbachos in Sefer Tilim, Shenemar, Kalu Tfilas David Ben Yishai, Al Tikri Kalu, Ela Kol Elu. Kalu means all of these, everything in Sefer Tilim is the Tfilas of David Ben Yishai. Halel Zeh, Sefer Tilim has Halel in it, from Tilim Kuf Yud Gimel to Kuf Yud Ches, are all the paragraphs of Halel that we say in Yom Tov. Mi Amaro, who's the one that composed it? Rabbi Yossi Omer Elazar Bini Omer Moshe V'Yisrael Amru B'Shah Shalom Min Hayam. That actually Moshe Bnei Yisrael composed it when they came out of Kriyas Yamsuf, and then David HaMelech just put it down in Sefer Tehillim. And that's why you have B'Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim Hayom Ra V'Yanos, meaning these are clearly about Kriyas Yamsuf. V'Chalukan Olav Chaverim, but all of my son Elazar's Chaverim, all of his contemporaries disagreed with him. Lomar Shadavid Amaro, that David HaMelech was one that composed it. V'nir in Dvarav and Midivrei Hen. But I think my son is more correct than all the others, because Efshar Yisrael Shachtu As Pischeyen V'natlu L'Levein V'lom Roshira, meaning since Kabbalah Satara we're shachting Karm Pesach every year, and Chag HaPesach we're taking a lulav every year, and we're not saying Halal when we do these things? No, it must be that there was a composition of Halal from way earlier on. Dover Acher, another possible raya that Elazar Bini is correct, that it comes from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Epistle Shalmicha Omein Bibichi V'Yisrael Omnes Halal. Could it be that in the times of David HaMelech they had the Pesel Micha standing there and they're going to say Halal? How could they say Kimo Im Yuoseim Kol Asher Boteach Behem when the Avodah Zarah is right there, when the Pesel Micha is right there? So it must have predated the Pesel Micha. It must have come from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean that it's Omid B'Bechi? So the Rashbam writes that it's a place. There's a place called Bechi where the Pesel Micha stood. He then says that no, maybe Bechi means Bechia, means crying. And it means that it's Omid B'Simcha, but we're speaking B'Lashon Sagi Nohar. That there the Pesel Micha is proudly standing, and we're going to say that Kemoim Yu Oseim Kol Asher Boteach Behem. That would be a terrible thing to say when the Pesel Micha is standing there proudly. It seems so off to say something like that. So Tan Rabban, that all the shoes the Shvach David HaMelech composes in Tehillim were really about what was going on in his life. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Keneged Tzibur Amar. No, he was thinking from a Klal Yisrael perspective, and he was being misnave on the galus of Klal Yisrael. He was davening for Klal Yisrael. Look through, you'll see. Some are about himself, and some are about Klal Yisrael. And how do you tell? Very simple. Hamuris B'Loshen Yachad Keneged Atzmo. Hamuris B'Loshen Rab. Keneged Tzibur, whatever is said B'Loshon Yachid, that's about David. Whatever is said B'Loshon Rabim, that's about the whole Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So how could anyone say that it's all about David? So you have to say, if the Iyun Yaakov points out that the arguments say that it's all about David, even the stuff that's B'Loshon Rabim, is because David's a melech. So when you're a melech, it's never about you. A melech is always representative of the entire nation. How could you say that it's the other side, that it's all about David? What do you do about that it's all about Klal Yisrael? How can you have a Lashon Yachid describing Klal Yisrael? So the Lashon Yachid describing Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is a unit. So then you have this compromise approach that it's split. That whenever it's Lashon Yachid, it's about David. Whenever it's Lashon Rabim, it's about Klal Yisrael. So the Braisa adds that the Mizmorim and Tehillim that have a Lashon of Nitzuach V'Nigun, like Lamnatzeach B'Neginos, those talk about Lasadavo. That's about Lasadavo. Maskil, when it says L'David Maskil Tehillim Lamed Beis, that's Al Yidei Torgman. David said it quietly, and the Torgman was mefarish it to the Rabbin. So the Braisa adds L'David Mizmar. when he says the word L'David before Mizmar, Melamit Shashar Salav Shechina V'achar Kachamar Shira. That tells us that first he had Ashras HaShechina and then he said the Shira. When it says Mizmar L'David, the word Mizmar first and then L'David, so that's Melamit Shamar Shira V'achar Kachar Salav Shechina. That he's saying the Shira to bring about a Ashras HaShechina. L'lamed Chashen HaShechina Shara L'mitoch Hatsos, L'mitoch Hatsos, L'mitoch Schok, L'mitoch Chalos Rosh, L'mitoch Tvar B'Telim, L'mitoch Tvar Simcha Shal Mitzvah. That in order to have a sense of Ashras HaShechina, the mood has to be right. It should not be a sense of Atzlus or Atzvus or Schok. It shouldn't be sadness or laziness or levity or a Kalus Rosh, also a type of levity, nor should it be nonsense. A person has to be focused on Simcha Shal Mitzvah, but uplifted. It should be a sense of being uplifted by Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and that brings about Ashras HaShechina. So David HaMelech had Ashras HaShechina after he said the Shira. Shenemar, the Pasuk says by Elisha Anavi, Vata kechuli menagein, vaya kenagein amenagein, vatiya lov yad Hashem. That it's only kenagein amenagein that he's going to have a sense of Hashras HaShechina. That's why the practice is that we incorporate nigunim into davening, because davening should incorporate a sense of Hashras HaShechina, that we should be bringing about a sense of Hashras HaShechina, and there's something that a nigun does, that bringing about and expressing joy, that brings about Hashras HaShechina. But we have to be careful, because that joy can't border on Kalus Rosh, it can't border on levity, because once it gets there, then that's the Shechina's not Shora mitoch that. It has to be a genuine Simcha Shel Mitzvah that uplifts a person. Now the Gemara told us that the Mizmorim that he starts Mizmor LeDavid tells us that first he said Shira, then there was Hashras HaShechina, because of this idea of the Shechina is only Shora mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The Rav Yah writes in Chelek Gimel in Moed Katan, so Simon Tav Tav Lamed Hey, that the reason that to tell us which malachos are asr and chalamoid and which malachos are mutar and chalamoid, meaning it's an unusual thing. The Gemara Moed Katan tells us when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yom Tov, the Torah tells us what's asr and what's mutar. 39 malachos of building the Mishkan, that's what's asr on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Chalamoid, though, it's an issur d'oraisa to do malach on chalamoid, but the Rabbanan get to tell us which are the issurim d'oraisa, which are not. So why is that? Why is it that the Rabbanan get to tell us? So he says, based on Yerushalmi, that mitoch simcha, a person is able to learn better. And chalamoid, the purpose of chalamoid is that a person is supposed to be learning, that you're supposed to be experiencing the simcha shel mitzvah. So it's up to the chachamim to figure out what psychologically, what brings a person the greatest sense of simcha. So therefore, we're monea from malachos that involve excessive tircha, because that causes a person to be tarud and not to experience simcha. And on the flip side, a davra aved or ein lamalechol, so we allow malacha in such cases. Why? Because a davra aved, a person's going to be sad if he misses out on an opportunity, if he misses out on a possibility. So whenever the goal is a sense of Ashras HaShechina, the chachamim are charged with the task of figuring out how to bring simcha, because that's the only way to bring about Ashras HaShechina, not just stam simcha, simcha shel mitzvah. That's what the Maharal writes in Chidushi HaGadlus and Masech HaShabbos, that the Ashras HaShechina can only come on a davar shalem. When a person is not besimcha, his nefesh is not shalem. But if the simcha is a physical form of simcha, it's not going to bring Ashras HaShechina, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nivdal from that which is gashmi. He's totally separated from that which is from the physical world. So you need to have the simcha to have a sense of shlemus, but the simcha needs to be simcha shel mitzvah if you're trying to bring about Ashras HaShechina. So that's the balance. Simcha, yes, but also it specifically has to be a form of simcha that's simcha shel mitzvah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein l'dvar halacha, it's not only for Ashras HaShechina, even for learning, a person is supposed to be experiencing simcha shel mitzvah in order to learn properly. We always, when we say dvar halacha, we generally just mean learning. It's just that the Ein HaShechina Shor mitok dalet amos shel halacha bilvad, right? We assume that's the ikur of Talmud Torah. That the ikur of Talmud Torah is suke shmeitza libet dehilchusa, is to be able to learn in a way that we're able to derive the halacha. There are lots of other areas of Talmud Torah, but those are all those are all secondary areas of Talmud Torah. The primary focus of Talmud Torah, so that's why in Shas we always call Talmud Torah in general a dvar halacha, because that always has to be the focus of one's learning, the primary focus of one's learning. So v'chein dvar halacha amar Rav Nachman v'chein l'chalom tov. Also for a person sleeping, mitoch simcha, he's going to see, he's going to have a good dream. Say, ain't Ivam Rav Gidol Rav Kol Talmud Chacham Yosef Nei Rav Ovein Siv Sosov Notfos Mar Tichvena Shenemar Siv Sosov Shoshanim Notfos Mar Over Al Tikri Shoshanim Ela Sheshonim Al Tikri Mar Over Ela Mar Over Elasha Marirus. That when a Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe, he has to be sit there and sittering. He has to be there with Marirus, with a sense of terrible fright. So how can you say that you can only learn Mitoch Simcha? A person is supposed to be terrified in front of his Rebbe. So lo kasha, habarabba, habatalmida. Yeah, the Rebbe should be happy. The Talmud should be terrified. That should be the proper approach. That the Talmud Torah experience on the Talmud side should be mitoch ema yira retazia, that a person should be trembling just like by Arsinai. Vibay seima, or maybe no. Hava habarabba. They're both talking about the Rebbe. Neither is talking about the Talmud. Lo kasha, hamikami de pasach. That when we talk about the sense of simcha, that should be before you begin the shir. That you loosen the Talmidim up, open up their minds a little bit by starting with a joke, by starting with something light, by starting with something that brings about simcha. V'halu basar de pasach. But then you get absolutely serious. Then you focus in on the content of the Torah itself. Ki had the rabba mekami de pasach l'rabbanan amr milsa de b'tichuso batku rabbanan. That rabba, whenever he would say something, whenever he would teach Torah, he would start with the milsa de b'tichuso, and the rabbanan would laugh. L'besof yasabei masa upasach. And then everyone would sit there with Ema, and he would start saying the shir, the actual content of the shir. The Pnei Yeshua in his Psicha to Masech Ksuba says Milsa B'dichusa. But he would get up and he would do a stand up routine. He would tell a knock knock joke. He says no, it's not Mistavre at all that he would do anything like that because Ein Ashkin Shorim Mitoch Schok and Kalas Rosh and Dvarim B'Telim, and for Dvar Alach also it's not Mitoch Schok and Kalas Rosh and Dvarim B'Telim. It means that he said the types of Divrei Torah that may not be 100% halachically accurate, but are very sharp and interesting and exciting. So he would start with, I don't know, a gematria or something. He would start with something that was an interesting vart that would just open up people's minds, and then he would get into the shir itself. We mentioned recently that the personality of Rabbah is a personality of pasuk milsa de b'dichusa, that he was open to a more jovial kind of. Whereas Rabbi Zeira, in general, Rabbi Zeira, we find the opposite. Rabbi Zeira wouldn't even smile, because so if it's he didn't even want to smile at all, lest he come to violate. So you have different personalities even amongst the Gedolei Amoraim. Who said this halal? Who is Mesakein halal? So Moshe v'Yisrael Amru b'shar sh'amdu al yam. That Moshe and Klal Yisrael at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Heim Amru, and they said, Lo lanu Hashem lo lanu, ki l'shem chetim kol chaskan mitecha, Meshiva ruach ha-kodesh, Omer lehen, l'mani yasa, that I do for the sake of my own kavod. There are seven opinions that we're about to go through. That was opinion number one in terms of who is Mesakein. In Hallel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yoshua v'Yisrael Amruhu b'shasham d'alein Malchei Kanan, when they were about to fight the Malchei Kanan, Yoshua and Klal Yisrael of that generation composed the Hallel. Hey, Amru Lo Lanu, that it's Lo Lanu that Hashem should do it for His own kavod. Meshiva and Ruach Hakodesh Shpan L'mani L'mani. Esa Rabbi Lazar Modai Omer Dvora uBarak Amru Dvora and Barak Ben Avinoam were Mesakinu b'shasham Amar Aleim Sisra, when Sisra was about to fight with them. So hey, Mamru lo lanu, they said, don't save us for our sake, but leman kvod shmo, for the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, for his sake. Ruach Kodesh Meshiva v'omeres them lemani lemani yaseh. Then a fourth opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yomer Chizkiya v'siyato amru b'shoshem aleim sancheirev, when they were facing a melchama with sancheirev. So hey, Mamru lo lanu Meshiva, again the same response, lemani lemani yaseh. A fifth opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer Chanani Mishal v'Azariah amru b'shoshem aleim Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, when Nebuchadnezzar Rasha threw them into the Kirshan Eish, hey Mamru lo lanu Meshiva, and again Ruach Kodesh said lemani lemani, as to save them from the Kirshan Eish. Sixth opinion, Rabbi Yosef Glili Amr Mordechai Vasser Amru b'shoshem aleim Amin Rasha, hey Mamru lo lanu Meshiva, and again Ruach Kodesh lemani lemani esa. V'cham Amr Nevi and Shabideim Tiklam Liyisrael Shiyu Amr Nos Al Kol Perikul Perikul Al Kol Tzorah Tzorah Shlo Tov Aleim Liyisrael Ulk Shen Negal and Amr Nos Al Gul Asan, that the Neviim amongst Klal Yisrael, we're misaki them for each tzara that we, for each parak, parak means each yomtov, each celebration, we say halal, and called tzara v'tzara shal tov aleim, whenever we experience a gu'ula from a tzara, so then we also say a halal. So that's how the Rashbam understands this whole sugya, that it's a machlokas, who was misakin halal, and each one was saying what their kabbalah was in terms of who was misakin halal. However, the Rashbam writes that Rashi understands that when Rabbi Yehuda says Yoshua v'Yisrael amru, he's not saying that Yeshua and Yisrael were Mesakin Halal, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisrael of his generation were Mesakin Halal at Kriyas Yam Suf, but Yeshua also said it, meaning, and we're just identifying additional times in history where it was recited throughout history. So that seems to be Machlokas, Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashbam does not like Rashi's interpretation, because what is each Tana adding when he says different events that caused the Nevi'im to say Halal, Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu, if it was already Mesukan previously, to say halal called tzara. So it's possible that in all these particular tzaros, they said halal. When once you're going to say the last line that we say it for called tzara v'tzara sh'tavel shenagal mehen, so obviously when it was Sancheiriv and when it was Nebuchadnezzar, and when, of course you can say halal in all those cases. Those are just examples. So says Rashbam, it must be that this is in fact a machlokas about who is mesakei na halal. Amar chisa haluka sof pirka, rabba baravuna amar haluka resh pirka. When you have the word haluka in between prakam of tilim, is it the last word of the previous parak or is it the first word of the next parak? So this is a machlokas. So that's only if it's if it appears, Rashbam points out, that's only if it appears once in between the two prakim. If it appears twice, then it's obvious that it's both, meaning that the first one is the final word of the previous chapter and the second one is the first word of the next chapter. I saw the sefer tilim of Rav Chanan Barav, diksiv buhu haluka be'emtza pirka. That it was not a hefsik between the prakim. They just had the word haluka connecting, bridging the two prakim. Alma mesapkele. Sounds like he was hedging, that he wasn't sure where it belongs, so he just put it right in between. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, hakol modim, betilas shem yidab repi, varko bas Hashem kashalom ve'ed, that haluka de basrei, that the haluka that follows of haluka linafshi is resh pirka, that's the beginning of the following parak, meaning ashrei is kuf mem hei, tilu David is kuf mem hei, and that ends with tilas shem yidab, and then the haluka that follows is kuf mem vav aleph. That's the resh pirka. Rasha yirav v'kaz shinav yachrok v'namas tavas rusham toveid haluka de basrei. The haluka that follows at the end of kuf yud beis is really resh pirka. That's the beginning of tilim kuf yud gimel. And then when we everyone also agrees v'shomdim v'veis Hashem in kuf lamed hey, when we say v'shomdim v'veis Hashem v'chazus v'veis alukenu haluka de basrei resh pirka. That's the beginning also of the next parak. So Rav Chista says that, even Rav Chista, who says that haluka between prakim is shayich to the previous parak, in these psukim, even he is moda that it's shayich to the next parak. I mean, these are the exceptions to the rule. Krai Mosifin, the people who are Bekiim and Psukim, added a few more exceptions. Afes Elu, the following exceptions. Because it says, Minachal Bederech Yishtal Ken Yarm Rosh, Haluka de Basrei, Reish Pirka. The Haluka that follows is also the beginning of the next parak. Reish Yishchach Meir Hashem Sechel Tov L'Kol Oseim, Haluka de Basrei, Reish Pirka. Again, that also is Reish Pirka, the Haluka de Basrei. That goes Rei Moravitz, says that, why do I need Bekiim and Psukim to add these few? How come not everyone knows these few? So because these few aren't part of Tefillah. Everyone knows the other ones by heart, but these not everyone knows by heart, although these are pretty famous psukim, we say them all the time also, but nevertheless, that's what he suggests. So, Neima Ketanayim, maybe this discussion is really a Machlokas Tanayim. How so? At Heichen Omer, on the night of the Seder, going back to Pesach night, so when we have Kos Sheni, we say part of Halal, but not the entire Halal. So where do we stop Halal on the second coast? So Bishab Omer ad Ema Banim Smech. We say until Ema Banim Smech, which is the end of Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel. Ubeisil Omer ad Chalam Shlamayin Omayim, which is the beginning of that's Beisil says Chalam Shlamayin Omayim, which is the end of Tehillim Kuf Yud Dalid. V'tani Idach, but another Brisa that formulates the same machlokas as to whether we go through Kuf Yud Gimel or through Kuf Yud Dalid. Ad Echan Omer Bishab Omer ad which is the beginning of Kuf Yud Dalid, of Tilim Kuf Yud Dalid, B'tzeis Shal Mitzrayim. U'beisil Omrim Ad Lolanu Hashem Lolanu, the beginning of Kuf Tesvav. So both formulations are saying the same thing. Is it that you only read through Kuf Yud Gimel or that you read through Kuf Yud Dalid? But the two brises differ in how they formulate that machlokas. Do we say ad till the end of this perek, or ad till the beginning of the following perek? So my lav b'kamiflugi, aren't these two formulations arguing about the following? That lamad yamar ad ema banam smecha savar haluka resh pirk. If you say until ema banam smecha, it's because you're trying to say that haluka is the beginning of the next chapter. So that's why you say you don't say ad ema banam smecha haluka. They said ad ema banam smecha. So and that's where it stops. But lamad yamar ad Betzeis Yisrael, if you say you go up until Betzeis Yisrael, that sounds like Betzeis Yisrael is the beginning of the next chapter, which means Haluka is still connected to the previous chapter. Savra Haluka Sof Pirka. And that's why you say up until the beginning of the next chapter, which is Betzeis Yisrael. It's not Haluka. So Rav Chista Mitaritz Tamei. Rav Chista would say, no, that really Haluka between two prakim is always the end of the previous chapter, and he can fit both brises according to his shita. To Kulei Alma, both the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of the Brisa Savri, Haluka Sof Pirka. They both hold that Haluka is the end of the previous chapter. Mandi Amar B'tzeis Yisrael Shapir, the one who says that it's until B'tzeis Yisrael is saying correct, meaning that fits nicely. Mandi Amar Adem Abanu Smecha Ad V'Yad B'chal, and the one that says Adem Abanu Smecha is saying Ad V'Yad B'chal, that even when we say up until, it includes Ema Banu Smecha, so it's understood that Ema Banu Smecha Luka, that you finish off the whole pasuk. And you say up until Ema Banu Smecha and the rest of the pasuk, which ends with Haluluka. So why not just say V'Nema Ad Haluka? Why not just say up until Haluka? V'chi Temed Le'adin Hey Haluka? No, if we would have said it that way, we wouldn't have known which Haluka you're referring to. So V'Nema Haluka Shal Ema Banu Smecha. Say that you're supposed to, on the second coast, you're supposed to say until the Haluka of Ema Banu Smecha. So Kasha, that doesn't really seem to fit according to Rav Chista. Rabbi Rav Huna Matayis Tamei, Rabbi Rav Huna, who says that Haluka is always the beginning of the next chapter, is also going to fit very nicely. He also will be Mataritz both prices, Lishitaso. To Kuli Alma Luka Resh Pirka, everyone holds, both prices hold, that Luka is the beginning of the next chapter. Mandi Amar Adem Abanam Smecha Shapir. So if you say Adem Abanam Smecha, that makes sense. We don't say Ad Betzeis Yisrael because it's Ad Em Abanam Smecha, and then Haluka's Betzeis Yisrael. Haluka Betzeis Yisrael is part of the next chapter. But Mandi Amar Ad Betzeis Yisrael, the one that formulates is Ad Betzeis Yisrael, Savra Ad Veloar would say until the chapter that contains the words B'tzeis Yisrael, but not including that chapter, so not including the Haluka, which is the beginning of that chapter. But V'nema Ad Haluka, but why not just say up until and not including Haluka, because that's supposed to be the first word of that chapter. V'chitemet L'yadin and Hey Haluka, maybe you're going to tell me, well, I don't know which Haluka you'd be referring to, so V'nema Ad Haluka Shebetzeis Yisrael. Why not just say up until the Haluka, and not including that word, but up until the Haluka of B'tzeis Yisrael? So Kasha, that's Taka left as a difficulty. The Chosin Begula, Amar Rav Kriyashma, the Hallel of the Gaal Yisrael, that the Lashon of Kriyashma, the Geula that said after Kriyashma, and the Brach of Geula that said after Hallel, the night of the Seder, is Gaal Yisrael. Ditzlosa, but in davening it's Goel Yisrael. My time at the Rachamin Inhu, because it's Bakashas Rachamin for the future. It's not a Shevach for the past, and therefore we say Goel Yisrael. Amar Rav Zera, the Kiddusha, when Asher Kishar Mitzlosav, we say Blashon Avar because it's a Hodah al Avar. Ditzlosa Katshenu B'Mitzvosechem. When we're davening, we're asking for more Kedusha. My time with the Rachmin Inu. It's not a comment about what we have, it's a request for the future. Amar Avach Bar Yaakov, it's Arach Shiaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush Hayom. One has to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Ksiv Hachleman Tizkaraz Yom Tzeischa, Uksiv Hasam, Zachar Yom Shabbos Akadshev. So since the Lashon Zachir is by both of them, so we see you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Amar Rabbi Roshila, Ditzlosa Matzmiach Karen Yeshua, Ta'aftarta Magin David. That when it comes to the bracha that's said in davening of a Semach David, we conclude with Matzmiach Karen Yeshua, but by the Aftar we conclude with Magin David. Vasisal Shem Gadol Shem Agadolim, Tani Rav Yosef, Zeu Shomrim Magin David. That when David HaMelech is told, you're going to have a Shem Kishem Agadolim, it means just like Avraham Avinu gets a bracha of Magin Avraham, you're going to get a bracha of Magin David. Amar Rav Shem Ben Lakish, Rav Shem Ben Lakish comments that it says Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Avram Avinu, Ve'escha L'Goy Gadol, Zeu Shomrim Elokei Avram, Ve'avarchecha, Zeu Shomrim Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'agad L'Shemecha, what's the key of that? Zeu Shomrim Elokei Yaakov. So Yachl Yuchas Min Bekula, and you might think that at the end of the bracha we conclude with Elokei Avram, Magen Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. So Tamal Omar, Ve'hiyei Bracha, Ve'chachos Min Ve'nichos Min Bekula, that the Chasimus HaBracha is only with Avram, it's not with the others. Amar Rav Ash, Chasin El Sabit Pumbedisa, Diyasi V'Kamri, the elders of Pumbedisa were saying, B'Shabbat HaBein Sosa B'Ein
explained by Kedusha that on Shabbos, whether it be in davening or in Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos. But by Yom Tova, Bein Mitzvos Bein Kedusha, on Yom Tov, whether it be in davening or in Kiddush, Mekadesh Shol Vazmanim. V'amina Lu'ana, Adraba, Ditzlosa Bein Shabbat Bein Yom Tova, when it comes to davening, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, it should be Mekadesh Shol. By Kedusha, the Shabbat, Mekadesh Shabbos, it will be Yom Tova, Mekadesh Shol Vazmanim. And in Kiddush, on Shabbos, it should be Shabbos, and Yom Tov, it should be Mekadesh Shol Vazmanim. V'ana, I mean the time of Didi, the time of Ditzchu, and I'll explain my Shita and your Shita. Time of Ditzchu, Shabbos Kaviyah V'kaima. Your reason is that Shabbos is Kavua, we don't make Shabbos. So Bemis is when we Kedusha Mekadesh Shabbos. We just talk about Hashem being Mekadesh Shabbos. Yom Tov Yisrael the Kavilei. But Yom Tov, that's our doing. The Kamavri Yachli V'kaviyah L'shanei. We're the ones that set up the months and the years. Mekadesh Shal V'azmanim. So time of Didi, but my Svar is Tzulusa D'Barab Misa Mekadesh Yisrael. Kedusha D'Biyachid Isa B'Shabbos Mekadesh Shabbos Yom Tov Mekadesh Shal V'azmanim. It all depends on the context that davening is done publicly and Kiddush is done privately. Says more of a lohi. Sosa b'yachad mi leise, Kiddush b'ram mi leise, you never saw a public Kiddush, you never saw a private tefillah. V'rava savet zil basarikar. Yeah, but usually tzlusa davening is done publicly and Kiddush privately. Ula barav nachas kameh de Rava, Amar, he davened in front of Rava, Amar k'sabi de pumbedisa v'lar amar levi lo midi. He did like the sabi de pumbedisa and no one said anything bad to him. Al mahad be Rava. So it sounds like Rava changed his mind. Rav Nasan avud Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nasan nachas kameh de Rav Papa, Amar k'sabi de pumbedisa. He also by the chasima of the bracha of Kiddush Siyom said like the sabi de pumbedisa v'shabuchei Rav Papa. Rav Papa praised him. Amar Ravina na yiklu l'sura kameh de Marim Rav nachas kameh shluch de tzibura. I was there and the shliach tzibur started davening. Va'amar k'sabi de pumbedisa va'mishat k'leikul le'alma, and everyone started quieting him down. They started shushing him. Amalu shavku, and they said leave him alone. Hilch k'sabi de pumbedisa v'lav mishat k'leik. And so he said, Maramer told the Tzibur, leave him alone. The Allah is like the Sabi to Bumadisa, and people stopped quieting him down. Okay, Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis.